Given the political climate around the EPA's proposal, it seems unlikely that state lawmakers would have a policy without coal. Still, the United Mine Workers of America says workers and their families should be concerned about this new regulation. Groups from West Virginia and across Appalachia are gearing up to show support and protest of the EPA's proposed rule. Groups like the United Mine Workers of America and Coal River Mountain Watch are traveling to Pittsburgh later this week. As it stands, the EPA rule would let states come up with their own energy policy on how to decrease carbon dioxide emissions. Given the political climate, some environmentalists worry it would be business as usual for the coal industry, leaving little room for renewable energy. After all, lawmakers in states like West Virginia and Kentucky aggressively and consistently favor coal in speech and policy.
We need to make it clear that the EPA does have the authority and the mandate and the moral obligation to rein in CO2 emissions.
That's Vernon Haltom, the executive director of Coal River Mountain Watch. He even criticizes the agency meant to help protect the environment, the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, and other state agencies.
Twice now that the federal government, the EPA, has come to a settlement with, first it was Massey Energy, now Alpha Natural Resources. And these are violations that were self-reported by the company. The West Virginia DEP didn't even catch these violations, even though the companies were reporting them.
Haltom is referring to a suit in which federal courts found Marfork Coal, a former Massey subsidiary and current Alpha company, violated water pollution limits at the Brushy Fork impoundment. The company had submitted reports to the state DEP that showed high levels of selenium and violations of water quality standards at the coal slurry impoundment, according to the group's website. In another case, Alpha Natural Resources agreed to spend an estimated $200 million on implementing system-wide upgrades to reduce discharges of pollution from coal mines in Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia for violating the Clean Water Act. The settlement involved more than 6,200 permits. Phil Smith with the United Mine Workers of America says miners and their families should still be concerned. Smith says even if policy of coal-dependent states keeps coal as king, it becomes an easy target for the rest of the country.
It's not just a question of will West Virginia or Kentucky develop a plan that will be harmful to coal. Basically, the fact of the matter is they're going to have to. They're going to have to replace a great deal of their coal generation with something else, not as much as some other states. But some of those other states that will have to replace it with something else are places where West Virginia and Kentucky coal go. So those markets will be dried up, which will, of course, affect the miners who work in the mines that produce that coal.
And environmentalists aren't completely satisfied with the rule either. Haltom wants to see a policy with 100% renewable energy.
The low-hanging fruit that the EPA should be focusing on for renewable energy is solar and wind. We have the technology, we have the ability, and what we don't have is the political will, especially when our leaders, such as those in West Virginia, oppose any sort of modernization.
But where will those renewable jobs be created? Phil Smith and the UMWA says it won't be enough for the areas that need it the most.
The expectation that there are going to be jobs that come from this may occur, but it's unlikely that they'll occur in places where we're asking people to give up jobs like Boone County, like Logan County, like places in southern West Virginia, eastern Kentucky, northern West Virginia. They're giving up jobs that are paid $20 to $25 or more dollars an hour plus benefits for something that's not anywhere close to where they live with no guarantee that it's going to be even pay half of that.
But let's not lose sight of the big global picture. The new rule is meant to reduce carbon dioxide in order to slow climate change. Smith says the UMWA doesn't argue the science behind climate change and agrees that something should be done, just not this new rule.
The problem is that the overall reduction in global greenhouse gas emissions that will result from this rule is somewhere around 1%. And at the same time, we estimate that this will cost about 52,000 jobs in coal, in utilities, in rail, just in the first 5 years of this rule.
Coal jobs have been declining in recent years, and studies show that several things are contributing, like the amount of coal left, the location of the coal, competition like natural gas, along with regulatory costs. Again, environmentalist Vernon Haltom.
If our agencies and leaders that are supposed to be looking out for us would actually do so and diversify the economies and communities that desperately need it. The EPA is not ending the coal industry. I don't see why the people that are going to be rallying against the EPA, instead of going to Pittsburgh, why don't they go to Chesapeake's headquarters and rally against them? Because that's where their jobs are going.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.